Say some random things. 700 Patreon goal reached. Woot. Very cool. I actually try not to think about these numbers because even though my overachiever self is consistently pushing to figure out how to do YouTube, Patreon, audio better, sometimes if I think about how much I'm in the public eye, my brain will start to fragment. So, hooray, there's so many of you. And I am so, so grateful for all of your support. It allows me to buy equipment. It allows me to pay my writers, my wonderful writers. It allows me to buy sound effects and get rights to music to put behind things and all kinds of stuff. So you are a part of this community, and I am infinitely grateful that your being here with me sponsors this wonderful desire within myself to create and to tell stories and invite you along on these little miniature adventures that we go on together. So, you, my darling, mischievous boys, I've never had so many say anything posts. Like, usually there's like 20. There are 74 comments. And I know some of those are, you know, sub-thread comments. But there's a lot of them. The first question was super legitimate, and I'm going to read it. Does it have to be safe for work, or can it be not safe for work? Well, it can be not safe for work, but I'm going to keep all the not safe for work stuff inside Patreon, and the version I send over to YouTube will be scrubbed up, buffed up a little bit, you know, for the public eye. Okay, then, let's begin. Cheese grommet. It's delicious. I think that's British. Boop, my lost boy. Pizza? Pizza, burgers. But I love you more than these. Thank you for the best of times, lost children, if you please. You could add any food you like. Oh, arugula. Arugula is my favorite right now. I discovered, because my brother has planted entirely too much arugula, that you can actually wilt it and saute it in butter the way you do spinach, and it is fabulous. It's all about the happy electricity. Wow. My name is Miss Wendy. You killed my father. Prepare to die. Classic. What did you do with Big Chungus? We know you're the sus imposter, and I saw you vent in electrical. I wonder how I would vent in electrical. Is that like sobbing an electrician? Hello, my shiny lost boy. Are you aiming to misbehave? Naughty pet. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. You are my good boy, my only good boy. And when skies are gray, you will obey. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my good boy away. Comrade, you've rained on my glorious parade. For this, I'm sending everything I've got at you, but I won't let you have the satisfaction of catching me. Oh no, I'm escaping to the one place that hasn't been corrupted by capitalism, to space. I think I went through about 5 different accents in that one. Hope is a good thing, maybe the best of things. And no good thing ever dies. I agree with that sentiment. Hope feels risky because, well, if you hope, you might get hurt. If you just accept that life is miserable and you're going to be miserable, a miserable sod in a basement forever. I mean, what can hurt you besides, I don't know, fucking everything. But if you hope, you're risking wanting more, risking believing that you can create better. So hope is a good thing, I agree. It's maybe the best of things that humanity has. Are those Hectors night creatures? Deep breaths, little one. I believe in you. Boop. Smell the flowers on this wonderful Sunday afternoon. In the criminal justice system, sexually based offenses are considered especially heinous. In New York City, the dedicated detectives who investigate these vicious felonies are members of an elite squad known as the Special Victims Unit. These are their stories. I am the night. I am vengeance. I am Batman. You fight like a dairy farmer. How appropriate. You fight like a cow. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is simply quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you might sound quite precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Now I'm gonna have that song stuck in my head. Think like a queen. A queen if not afraid to fail. Failure is another stepping stone to greatness, according to Oprah Winfrey. I do agree. Failure is the road to success. The most successful people you know, if you look at their lives and look past all the accolades, you will find that they're actually the people that are really, really good at falling down and getting up again. At the end of the day, we can endure much, much more than we think we can. Yes, the mind is weaker than the body on most occasions. Horses will run until they die because they don't assume that they should stop. Humans, however, go, I'm tired. That's just... Are you winning, son? According to all known laws of aviation, there's no way a bee should be able to fly. Its wings are too small to get its fat little body off the ground. The bee, of course, flies away because bees don't give a fuck what humans think is impossible. This is going to be a legend. Wait for it. Dairy. Repetition breeds of repetition. And you've made another day of good habits. 1%, love. Improve 1%. Small movements. Otherwise, you're stirring the pot and shooting yourself off in the wrong direction. You want me to say baby talk? The way adults speak to babies. Oh, look at you. You're such a cutie. Oh, do you want to pinch your little cheeks? But I won't because it hurts. Oh, hold my finger. Oh, she's adorable. Oh, smile. You want to tickle?
It sounds very much like my Pokemon voice.
Fine. Come here, my little pog champ.
So, darling, you gave me quite the thing to say. And, might I add, there is no, tutorial like there was on the rather long, town that somebody gave me last time. So I've decided to simply butcher the shit out of it. The longest German word. Means? What does it mean? Beef labeling, meat labeling, monitoring task transfer law. Oh, it sounds like much bureaucracy.
Rinderkindjerkenigen? Fleischkeinkerterungs? Überwach? Nargsch? And Aufbegin? Übertranglungs Geist? Truly, there's dead bodies in the world now. The Germans, all of them, are probably rolling over in their many graves and removing permission to ever learn German. You're welcome. Jigglypuff song. I want to say it's just Jigglypuff, Jigglypuff. I get something ridiculous like that. Oh, you didn't leave me the link. I had to find it myself. Okay, so I'm going to look it up. Oh my God. Jigglypuff song for 10 hours. What? Intonation? Why?
Jigglypuff, Jigglypuff. Jigglypuff, Jigglypuff.
Silly boy. Okay. I'm not singing 10 hours of the Jigglypuff song. It's just not gonna happen. I've never seen Ace Ventura, but I'll give it a shot. Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, and you must be the Monopoly guy! Hey, thanks for the free parking.
You won't let me down. You will not give me up. Gotta have some faith in the sound. It's the one good thing that I've got. I won't let you down. I will never give you up. Because I do really, really love to mesmerize. Oh, yeah.
Aye, it's a good word, I think. More a whole attitude than a word, really. With lots of meaning in it, too. A bit of yes and a bit of well, fuck. And maybe some we're all in this mess together. Home. Home is behind, the world ahead. And there are many paths to tread. Through shadows to the edge of night. Until the stars are all right.
Shh. It's all gonna be okay. I've never felt this far from God.
I almost feel like giving up again. In my bones, in my blood, there's a sickness I'd change if I could. But the fire that rages inside me erased all the good. Father, help me. Do you understand? All my life I've been a wicked man. Show me mercy. Comfort me. I need to find redemption. I need to find redemption.
I don't know how to say this one.
Dinoon Latin luck lukba. Va dinoon. A Latin lockba. When the imposter is sus. Did you ever hear the tragedy of Darth Bobbert the Brat? I thought not. It's not a story the good boys would tell.
The Neverland legend.
Dark Bobbert was the fussy sub of the Miss. So unruly and devious, he could use the bonks to influence the disorderly to create strife. He had such a knowledge of the brat side that he could even keep the ones he cared about from denying. Oh my. The brat side of the bonks is a pathway to many fetishes some consider to be unnatural. He became so powerful. The only thing he was afraid of was losing his power, which eventually, of course, he did. Unfortunately, his miss knew everything he knew. Then his miss edged him to his peak. Ironic. He could save others from ruined climax, but not himself. Beg, entreat, beseech. implore, supplicate, and importune all signify the making of an appeal, which is likely to be refused or demurred at. Imagine you're a tía. You're prancing along. You get thirsty. You spot a little brook. You put your little deer lips down in the cool, clear water. Bam! A fucking bullet rips off part of your head. Your braids are just lying on the ground in bloody pieces. Now, I ask you, would you give a fuck what kind of pants the son of a bitch who shot you was wearing? Oh, you think that skeletons are real? Oh, that's cute. Skeletons are a lie, conjured up by Big Calcium and the Global Dairy Cabal in order to sell gallon after gallon of milk. In this paper, I sell... Mikadev 22. You want to be bound? Sure, darling. But beware of what you request. Once I have started, I'm insatiable. Anyone else feel like a little when I mention my friend Abacus Dickus? What about you? Do you find it risible when I say the name Biggus Dickus? Also, this self-exile sucks. Agree. Odd Ollie oils, old oily autos. Old oily Ollie oils, old oily autos. Old oily Ollie oils, old oily autos. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, baby boy. Happy birthday to you. And many more. And many more. Hey there, baby boy. How are you doing? Why am I here? Well, I made lunch for you, and I thought of checking out your office space, making sure my baby boy isn't being mistreated. Let's sit down and talk a little bit while you eat, shall we? I made your favorite, baby boy. It's teriyaki salmon dal. I hope you like it. This is my first time making it. Japanese food is... You love it? Fantastic. So, how's work today? I hope it's manageable. Oh, you're doing an amazing job, baby boy. Tending to your company's customers. Making sure they're satisfied and happy with the services. I think you deserve a treat. Delicious. Enjoy your lunch, baby boy. Come home quickly after work. I have something else waiting for you. Bye now, baby boy. Miss Wendy needs assistance from a good boy in the pets department. Who's responding? Miss Wendy needs assistance from a good boy in the pets department. Where are you, naughty boy? Miss Wendy really needs assistance from a good boy in the pets department. Someone's getting a spanking. Which switched the Swiss wristwatches? If you must cross a course crossbow, across a crowded cow crossing, does the cross course cow cross the crowded cow crossing carefully? A crowded cross carefully. Across the crowded cow crossing carefully. Not really anything to say except your best evil villain laugh. You're mine, baby boy. Choo choo, pickle pie. Draw my baby pet. Melt pet. Paddle pet. Numb pet.
Hedge pet. Leak pet. Freeze pet. My baby pet. Rise up pet. You've been so good for me, pet. You deserve to orgasm so badly. There once was a hooker named Sue, who filled her vagina with glue. When they paid to get in, she said with a grin, "You must pay to get out of it too, naughty." You had me at I like it rough, hair pulling, lip biting, loud, kinky sex. Come for me, baby boy. Come for me now.